You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Major's here. He, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I was listening to Takeout yesterday, as I do daily, and all of a sudden, the first guest comes on, and it's working blue. I didn't realize the Takeout will now just casually drop the F word in the first answer. Wow.
Yes. That was Arizona Democratic Senator, freshman Senator Ruben Gallego.
Yep.
And, he's been on the show before.
Yep.
And the Takeout prides itself on its accessibility, its informality,
mm-hmm.
its conversational
right.
tone, and its sense of humor. We don't take ourselves too seriously, and we ask that our guests loosen up a bit. And Senator Gallego, though he wasn't in studio, he was in the Russell Rotunda.
Yeah.
Got real loose real quick.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he made his point. So let's get to, the crux of the debate, which has come out of the government shutdown. Simply this. The Republicans, over and over and over and over again, in unison, say, this is all about the Democrats wanting illegal immigrants
right.
to have full access to health care. Is that correct?
No, not strictly speaking. However, and this is where Republicans know on questions of immigration, when you have to talk in nuances of qualification, status, et cetera, all of that gets lost.
Correct.
Yes. On the anvil of illegal or legal. And they will hammer on that anvil relentlessly. Very quickly, here's to summarize. If you are someone seeking asylum status, if you are a refugee, if you have temporary protected status, under the Biden administration, you had access to Medicaid services. If you were given parole for your immigration status, meaning it was unclear whether you were here illegally or legally. There hadn't been a final determination, but you would be given parole, which means you were here at least for a certain period of time awaiting disposition here legally. You could also qualify. Several of those that I just listed were taken away in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So those people are now deemed by the Trump administration and Republican supporters as illegal, though under the previous administration, technically speaking, they were not illegal, okay? So as the Trump administration brands you now illegal, you are forever illegal, even though you were not illegal under the previous administration. But that's how they term you now. And so that status or that branding carries forward into this debate. The question strategically for Democrats is, why did you insert this with all the various nuances, knowing what Republicans were going to do into this conversation? Well, they would argue because that's part of a larger policy difference with Republicans about Medicaid writ large, and they don't like all the changes Republicans made to Medicaid. But this has allowed Republicans to say, not absolutely, but with a patina of credibility.
Excellent work.
That illegals would receive money if Democrats got their way for health care.
So let me ask you this. As a student of history, how often when we have a government shutdown, when the party in the minority in all three places, in the presidency, the House, and the Senate, are they saying you're only going to get our votes on opening the government back up if a huge signature bill that passed the same year, unless that's altered significantly, we're not going to open the government back up? I mean, that's a big ask when the cliche is elections have consequences.
Yep.
And the Republicans mop the floor with you.
Yeah, and Republicans tried this over Obamacare during the Obama presidency. In minority party status, and it never works. Now, there are a couple of things that are different, and this, I'm not arguing on behalf of Democrats, but I know if Tina Smith or Amy Klobuchar were on the phone, this is what they would say.
Yep.
Look, when we are asked by Republicans to trust them about negotiating in good faith, we have ample reason not to trust them. And they would point to two things.
Right.
Well, they would point to many things, but I'll give you two that are preeminent. One. In March, when Charles Schumer cut the deal to keep the government open and avert a shutdown, the Democrats in the House and the Senate had no idea. They had a fear, but they didn't have a practical notion of what the Trump administration would do with already appropriated and signed into law federal spending. This administration said, it doesn't matter if it's law. We're going to claw some of it back, and we're going to claw the back things that we don't like. We're just going to cancel them or try to cancel them, and we'll fight you out in court over that power. That's a pretty aggressive assault on established congressional prerogatives, power of the purse, et cetera. Democrats did not know that, then they feared it. Now they know it. So things that are already in law, appropriated by Congress, signed by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, meaning they're completely legal, this administration says, no, we're canceling that. Democrats are wincing at that and are, I would say, to speak for them, though I don't, they have trust issues over that. The second thing that they didn't know in March that they know now is that the president will order red states to redraw their congressional maps in preparation for next year's midterm elections. Why? To try to keep them in power in the House. It's a pretty bold, aggressive political move, highly politicizing things that didn't typically find themselves politicized after a census and a district redrawing of maps. So they now confront two things that are very hardball politics that they didn't know were coming their way in March. Redistricting and clawing back money already appropriated and legally spent. And they say, look, we're up against something that is formidable on every front. And if we don't do something to push back on that, to get our way into the negotiating room at some level, we're just going to be bulldozed relentlessly. Now, trust me. Republicans feel as if they are driving that bulldozer today and believe they will bulldoze them in this circumstance as well.
Well, and also the idea that when Johnson and others are saying, just pass this and we'll have these long negotiations later. Give me a break. Come on. They're not going to
believe it. Democrats don't believe it.
Well, neither do you or neither do I. Right. I mean, they have the power. They're not going to change the Donald John Trump does not want them to adjust the big, beautiful bill in any way, and because of that, they're not going to adjust it, maybe at the margins, but not in the significant way that
right.
Democrats believe should happen that is
right.
more equitable. Let's get to another point here.
Yeah.
There was a certain president who made it federal law that when an illegal immigrant, undocumented, whichever term you prefer, went to a hospital and needed emergency care, that the hospitals were required to treat said individual. That individual, that president, noted liberal, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So the idea that this is just some lefty agenda on treatment is pure folly. It's the conservative icon who's showing compassion, who tried to bridge sides a little bit on immigration, felt like, hey, even if this person, male or female, did not go through the proper channels, if they're at a hospital, they should be treated. Republicans then will say, guess what? There is a trickle-down effect that goes back to all taxpayers because of this.
Right. And the Trump administration argues that during the Biden administration, this was expanded, this idea. So if you were, like I said, if you were on parole, which means you're on the very edge of legality.
Yeah, right.
Okay? You're on the very, very, you're on the most deferential and accommodating edge of legality. Refugees, asylees, temporary protected status, green card holders, they're much more legit, much closer to the kind of legal status that most Americans would accept and historically have accepted. So the Trump administration would argue Biden expanded this and these definitions by a lot, and as a result created a magnet. Now, this administration lies over and over and over again about how many undocumented immigrants came to this country during the Biden administration. Trump says 24 million. It's nowhere close to that. The most alarmist anti-immigration conservative groups peg that number at 10 million. It's probably closer to 8 million. And not all of those are individuals. Many of those are counted twice because they crossed the border twice. They're here, they're pushed back, they come back. So the number is nowhere close to what the administration says. But the idea that the Biden administration policies may well have been a magnet is probably logically true. How much of a magnet, we don't know. But back to your point about Reagan, Reagan understood that if people who arrive at hospital emergency rooms are not treated, they become a larger public health concern.
Correct.
Because they're not treated.
Yes.
They have to be treated one way or the other. So that is something that most states have dealt with. Now, there's another aspect of this very quickly.
Became a big debate in this state this last year, talking about state dollars, not federal dollars, but state dollars.
Exactly. And that's the other part of this Republican argument, that if there are more generous Medicaid or Medicare allocations, then states have their own funds, because everything is fungible, quote unquote, to allocate money, if they so choose, to those without status, documented status. And maybe Minnesota has, I don't know. I know California has, other states have. That's for states to decide, but no, not for this administration. No, that's a policy we disagree with, and we're going to use every aspect of the federal government to try to discourage it, if not stop it entirely. And that's in part what the shutdown's about.
Let's pause right here. I often tout the takeout I did at the start. I'm going to tell you today, this man's effort on the takeout, I'm questioning it. I'm questioning his commitment. I'm questioning whether he will be paying any attention all. In fact, normally he's going to conduct an interview or two and somebody will be on, you know, a screen. That person will not be on the screen. I'm going to tell you what will be on the screen when we come back in moments with Major here on CCO. Major's about due to come back. It's possible when he comes back, along with, you know, a little dinner, a little golf, a little fun. Maybe, Dave, I'll take him to stretch lap. We know the man's made a commitment to get in better shape the last 4 or 5 years. He looks great. You don't have to be a Minnesotan to enjoy stretch lap to get a benefit. Bring friends in from who are in from out of town. I'm not saying they're going to fly, Dave. I don't think people are just going to fly in solely for stretch lap.
Why not?
They could. They'll benefit from it.
It's you can meet Kyle at the mall after you're done.
Exactly. And have a pretzel with them. You know, and then maybe if you're lucky, go to that really exclusive place called Cowboy Jack's. Stretch lab, dozen plus locations. I mean this seriously. I have a son with significant physical health challenges. in all parts of his body, the more serious ones they can't deal with at stretch lab, but with significant scoliosis challenges, double leg surgery, they are great at stretch lab. You're also going to be a person who's getting ready to run a marathon. You're fit as can be, and at stretch lab, they'll benefit you. You could be somebody like me who sits during work too much and then wonders why that back isn't as flexible when he plays golf. They'll help everybody, no matter the age. Sign up for that first 50-minute session. They'll evaluate you with the technology they have. They'll also talk to you, and you walk away feeling a little taller, a little more pliable, and you'll be signing up for that monthly session, stretchlab.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Major back with us. He is a music lover. So we're going to play a couple pieces of music first. I believe this one is from a recent karaoke session where an individual was trying to do a very poor impression of Huey Lewis. Go ahead, Dave. Hit it.
Let's go, Padres. Let's show them how it's done. Let's go, Padres.
Come on, shake your shoulders, everybody.
Let's have some baseball fun.
Baseball fun. Okay, that's a terrible.
Awful song for your club.
Okay, now as a contrast, let's play, I think, the best baseball theme song we have in the game. Hit it. Okay. Are you willing to acknowledge the Cubs in music dominate your ball club?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
They can have that.
They can have that. Okay. What time will you start recording the takeout this afternoon, Central Time? Okay. I want you to tell me what time you're going to start recording. Because I'm going to tell you, Dave and I both know, the ball game starts at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Minnesota time. Okay, what time will you start? That would be, I'm just wondering, if that is that 5 o'clock in D.C.?
That's 5 o'clock in D.C., so the show will be live. I will do the show as I have done all week, and I will be distracted today as I was distracted yesterday, as I was distracted the day before by each and every game of the wild card series, and that's just the burden that I bear.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because that's a Nobel Peace Prize right there. The start time is better tonight. 5:08 is first pitch, which means when I get off the air at 6, I will dash home and get to see at least the back, I hope, 6 innings of the game. I haven't seen any of the games so far.
Yeah, early.
And we're going to win. So that's what matters most. We're going to win today. And we're going to advance and go to Milwaukee.
Yes. So is it can you tell me one guess you have on today?
Yeah, Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont.
Okay. Peter.
And we also have Leland Vittert on from News Nation, formerly of Fox News.
Yeah.
For his new book about
autism.
Growing up with autism.
Yeah. I've thought about reaching out to him too. So he's going to meet Dave. Here's the scenario where Major has asked him a very important question about the shutdown, something that was happening, and he's giving some answer. Also, in the background, go, yeah, Manny, and Peter's going to be going, Major, what was that? Or else let's give you this in the background, Dave.
That was a strike. I mean, that was a strike.
How do you make that call?
How do you come on? What was that, Senator? Wait, you said the deal was resolved. Hold on a second. You know, I did send you a replay of the best pitch I've ever seen in the history of baseball yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, is what Mason Miller? Am I forgetting
Mason
this?
Mason Miller. Yep.
Yeah, Mason Miller, who the Padres gave up a lot of good prospects for.
We did. One of the best prospects in all of baseball.
Yeah, like third in all of baseball.
Yeah, Leonardo DeVries. Yeah.
104.5 miles an hour on, let's go with the baseball cliche, on the black of the black. I mean, like, Ted Ballgame could rise
from
cryogenics and say, I got no chance.
No chance.
I got no chance.
And the most amazing thing about Mason Miller is his best pitch is not his fastball.
Yes, that's right.
His best pitch is a slider.
And you have control of him for like 4 years, too.
We do. That's why we gave up this amazing prospect. Yeah.
Right. Okay, one other sports item for you, because we don't just talk politics with Major. For somebody to say, why are you talking? We cross many topics here. Yesterday was 50 years to the day the Thrilla in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Frazier. Where Ollie's quote is something like, that's the closest I've ever come to dying at the time when he was alive. You are a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I've posed this one before. Major Garrett gets to go back in time, and his memory is wiped clean, and you can attend any sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
Any sporting event.
Yeah.
Which sporting event are you selecting?
Miracle on Ice.
Pretty good.
For me, it's not close.
Yeah. And you're a hockey guy. People should know that. Growing up in San Diego, played
it's strange though it was, yes.
Yeah. You played plenty
played
hockey.
3 years of youth hockey in San Diego and then 3 years of adult hockey here in the Mid-Atlantic before my kids were born. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely the three I came up with today. One was that. The other one, it's almost unfair because it's Jesse Owens.
Yeah,
Berlin to Adolf Hitler. You know, go bleep yourself.
I would say it would be Miracle on Ice. It would be Jack Nicklaus's final Masters. I think that would have been an epic day of golf to witness in person at Augusta.
See, I love the problem I have with, and again, that is my favorite sporting event of all time, and it's never going to be topped. The tough thing about golf is to capture all of it, you needed to not only see Jack, but you need to see Seve's duck hook on 15.
Right.
You need
to
say the four straight birdies by Norman and then flaring it in the crowd, Kite coming so close, Watson on the fringes. That's just the tough thing about golf. Like, for me, that first Ollie Frazier fight, because it was such a cultural event.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it was.
And Ollie.
Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah. With.
Yeah. That and broadcast in movie theaters all over the country.
All over. And the photographer for Life magazine was Frank Sinatra.
Is that right?
Yes. Frank Sinatra is – we're all excited about Ken Griffey Jr. snapping pictures. I think Frank Sinatra in 1971 just might be just a smidge ahead of Junior, you know. So, all right, even though the song is terrible, I'm totally Team Padres. Let's go.
Thank you. Let's go, Pods.
Let's go, Padres. All right, brother.
Yes.
Talk to you next week. Okay. Major with us here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.